We are joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in top fuel, Leah Pritchett. Her second qualifying pass of 3.742 seconds at 324.51 miles an hour took her to the top. Leah, talk about that last pass and the success you felt today.
The success for our team that we feel right now is definitely something we've been looking forward to. Justification, I think. Wild ride is what I would call that last one. So everything was made up of last-minute decisions on the fly, all the way from coming into the water box and multiple changes, seeing the cars, what they did in front of us, and the ever-changing conditions. Such a cool level of confidence of you can see when that second map goes in the car and those second weights get changed and those last-minute pieces of data come in, and how the crew chiefs react with the car actually gave me confidence going in and just to do my job and flicker that stage bulb to death, basically trying to put it out to get that quickest ET. And we were hooking, we were going. And the thing about Q1 is we had the best 60-foot and 330 and 330 split times, and then we dropped a hole. So we haven't been in that situation for a long time, and it's been about four races or so since we've had a good Q1, and a lot of changes have been made to this race for that. So I speak on behalf of the entire Mopar team and how they feel right there is finally the race car and the data is reacting, and Nye on the track reacted as anybody would in Q2, which is the most important one, that thing was sucking to the inside. It was starting to spin at the top end, and I stuck with it as long as possible. We were a little bit shy footage-wise to the finish line, so that, you know, it could have been a couple thou quicker, but we will take it. Of course, there's more qualifying tomorrow, but it feels good. You know, there's something to that, more power, more parts, and we're finally able to put, you know, our maximum on the track, and today we showed it.
Awesome. Questions from the media.
This is your second straight number one qualifier here, right?
Yes, it is. That's correct.
How do you parlay that into, you know, success on Sunday?
I would like to say, you know, really, we're just taking a couple steps back, going one qualifying round at a time. Tomorrow's going to be real important about Sunday. Today was that position, which is how, from a strategy standpoint, you have to race. So you throw all the nuts and bolts at it and the power on your Q2 run, and then tomorrow is practice for Sunday. So we're going to take that confidence in our race car that's acting right to us, and being that team of one that we are with DSR, and coming into Sunday, we just, you know, we still have a full day to go. Anything can happen.
Any other questions? All right, best of luck. Thank you.